So you can also go to another page, mystreetmychoice.com/press.html, and you will see a couple of tables. One are biologically based RF microwave radiation exposure guidelines, and you can think of these as single digits, okay? Anywhere between 1 and 5 microwatts per square meter is kind of where you want to be. That's all right. You're going to be okay with that. You're not going to get too messed up with that, as long as you don't keep your antennas on near you. See, you want to turn your antennas on and off as needed just to get to the networks once in a while. You don't want to keep it on waiting for a call. You don't want that. You want to let everything collect as an answering machine and go get the messages once in a while. So that's part of it. The other part is, now let's look at what we need for what the industry says is 5 bars on a cell phone. 5 bars on a cell phone is minus 85 dBm. Hey, that's just a crazy radio term. It's called a decibel milliwatt. It's just an arbitrary scale, that's all. And it's tied to 1/1000th of a watt. Yes, that's true. It takes very little energy in order to do phone calls. You could do it in terms of thousands or 10,000ths of a watt. Very, very little energy. Great. So why are we dealing with stuff that's 7,000 watts at 12 feet from my house? That's nuts. What do you need for 5 bars on a cell phone? 0.002 microwatts per meter squared.
0.002?
What are we saying is safe?
That's it?
1, 2, 5 is safe. What's needed for 5 bars on a cell phone? 0.002 microwatts per square meter.
Wow.
How many orders of magnitude is that? 4?
That's unbelievable. That's all
they
need?
Well, that's the deal. That's the truth of the matter.
And they have
how cell phones work. That's why they can put a big old macro tower up there, and 30 miles away, you can still make a cell phone call. That's how it works. Because you need very little power to make a phone call. This is the dirty secret. They sit there and go, oh, we have gaps in coverage because we need extra power. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. There's not a single gap in coverage in any city in America, and they know it. And all you have to do is order up a drive test. They do them all the time. You drive around, you put an antenna on the roof, you drive around our neighborhood, and they measure signal strength and all the frequencies.
And how?
And you're going to know that you don't need any of it.
How far will 0.002 microwatts per meter squared, how far will that transmit that information?
Well, that's kind of the wrong question, right? The answer is, when you start at the antenna, you have the most power, and then as you get further out, it's less and less and less and less. So then the ambient, which you get there at some part in the cell, of 0.002 is what is minus 85 dBm, and that will give you 5 bars on a cell phone. Well, guess what? If I go to 0.0002, now I'm 1/10 lower, I'm at minus 95 dBm, and I can still make a call. And what if I go to 0.00002? Well, I'm at minus 105 dBm. Can I still make a call? Most of the time. Once in a while you'll drop, but most of the time you still can. So all of that works for phone calls. And when they did these little charts, they don't actually take the scale further up. And so they kind of cut it off there at minus 85 dBm. And they just show everything as minus 85 dBm or better. But if they did the charts in reality, you would realize that you're sitting in minus 10 dBm or 0 dBm or actually 15 dBm. Hey, you know what 0 dBm is? It's 5.8 million microwatts per square meter. And what is that? That's 3.2 billion times higher than 5 bars on a cell phone.
Wow.
So now the question is, do you want to see if there's any 0 dBm in your community? Well, you won't if you look at their little airy-fairy comic book charts. But if you actually do them correctly, you're going to see they're way off the reservation here with respect to effective radiated power. This is why your town must control vertical, horizontal power. Vertical, horizontal power, the three amigos of antennas. Ole, ole! Once they get that idea, now sanity is going to run. And you're going to sit there and say, the most efficient way to move data from point A to point B is through fiber optic cables. We've known this for 25 years. The only reason they're trying to spray it through the air is to make more money. That's it. This is a pure greed play. Nothing more, nothing less. They don't have preemption to do this. They don't have the right to do it. Don't allow them.